Today we begin a season of the church's year called Ordinary Time. And it's basically the in-between season, the time in between the preparation for and the celebration of the major feasts of the Christian year, Easter and Christmas. And Ordinary Time gives us the opportunity on Sundays to hear in our Gospels large portions this year of St. Luke's Gospel, where we will follow the ministry and teaching and preaching and miracles of Jesus over this time. But before we get to St. Luke's Gospel today, our Gospel came from St. John, the fourth Gospel. And we hear this beautiful passage about the wedding feast at Cana. And it's one of my favorite biblical passages because it contains so many spiritual lessons. So many spiritual lessons for us, I could pick out and make a homily out of all of them. But don't worry, I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to pick one. We look at the wedding feast at Cana, and what do we see? We see a story about the lavishness of God. St. John told us that there were six stone jars, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. And they were filled, he says, to the brim. Do the math. That's almost 200 gallons of wine. That's a lot of wine. That's a good party. And it's not the cheap stuff. It's the good stuff. God is lavish in his generosity. The wedding feast at Cana reminds us about the maternal intercession of Mary. Who's the first person who notices that there's a problem? It's the mother of Jesus. They have no more wine. And then St. John records her very last recorded words in the scriptures. Do whatever he tells you. That's a sound spiritual lesson in any age. Do whatever Jesus tells you. And then we come to the lesson that I'd like to expound on today. And that lesson comes from the context of the whole story, that it takes place within the context of a wedding. It's very important. The context of a wedding, the image of a wedding, speaks to us about our relationship with God, the closeness of that relationship. And it also talks to us about the importance and the sacramentality of marriage. So let's take a look first at what this tells us about our relationship with God. A wedding is a very specific thing. A wedding is the joining of a man and a woman in a sacred bond. A bond that is formed by God, but it's also with God. And the scriptures use the image of the wedding, this wedding bond, this closeness, to help us understand our relationship with God. You go all the way back through the Old Testament. God calls Israel, the Jewish people, into a special relationship with him. And throughout the scriptures, we see this image, this relationship described in the context of a wedding. The first reading today from the prophet Isaiah. What does he say? He says that Jerusalem will be espoused to God. Jerusalem here stands for the entire Jewish people, that God will call them into this special relationship. He says that the Lord delights in you. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder will marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. God is very close to his people in this unique and intimate bond. Then you go into the New Testament, St. Paul. St. Paul tells us that Christ laid down his life for the sake of his bride, the church. Jesus gives his life in order to enter into a relationship, to bring forth the church, and then to bring forth all of us who by our baptism are members of the church, members of Christ's body. That's why we always refer to the church as a she. She is Christ's bride. He is the groom. And then finally, you look in the very last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. How does the book of Revelation describe heaven? It's described as the wedding feast of the Lamb. That place where all who are incorporated into the body of Christ will have a joyful, intimate, and eternal fellowship with God. This image of the wedding feast, of this special relationship that God desires to have with us, helps us to remember, continue remembering the lessons of the Christmas season. We just finished our celebration of Christmas. The entire time is about God's desire to become close to us, to enter into relationship with us. So close and so intimate that he takes on flesh and he's born as part of a human family to get so close to us. And as we kind of clean up from Christmas and put our decorations away, we can be tempted to kind of forget about this special relationship. But this wedding feast at Cana today tells us, no, keep that in mind. It's very important that God desires a close and intimate relationship with each of us. So just as the feast of a wedding feast, helps us understand this relationship God desires to have with us, it also demonstrates to us the importance of the sacrament of marriage. The church has always seen in this wedding feast at Cana a sign of the importance, the confirmation of the goodness of marriage, and that marriage is a sign of Christ's presence. Now, we know that marriage existed before Jesus. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. It's a natural relationship that God created. But here at the wedding feast at Cana, we see how Jesus desires to raise up that natural relationship. He desires to raise it up to the level of a sacrament. What is a sacrament? A sacrament is a sign that communicates God's grace to us. That the man and the woman who enter into the sacrament of marriage, God bestows his graces upon that, so that that very marriage itself becomes a sign of Christ. With the couple, they themselves are a sign. Their children, the fruit of that marriage, are then a sign of Christ's presence. But then also they become a witness to the world, a witness to the world of the sacramentality and the importance of marriage. Jesus has elevated this natural relationship to give to marriage the graces needed to live it out joyfully. The grace is necessary for raising a family. Jesus lays down his life for the sake of his bride, the church. And a husband and a wife, they lay down their lives on their wedding day. They lay them down in order to stand up again in a new creation. To stand up in a new creation created by God and with God. And I think all of you who are married today, here in church today, can testify to the fact that laying down your life doesn't happen just on your wedding day. It happens every day in a million little ways, and probably some really big ones too. And married couples who are blessed to have children, you not only lay down your lives for your spouse, but you lay them down for your children. You sacrifice your life for that fruit of your relationship. We all know that marriage is difficult. It's tough. All of life's vocations have their challenges. So it's important that your marriage be a sacrament by having it celebrated in a church or recognized by the church. Unfortunately, so many Catholics today don't get married in ceremonies recognized by the church, so that they're missing out on the graces of the sacrament of marriage. It's like trying to run a race with your feet tied together. You'd never do that. So why would you want that for your marriage? We even see in popular culture Popular culture is teaching our young people that marriages don't even happen in church. You go back and you look at old movies and people get married, it's always in a church. Now you see movies and people get married, it's at the beach. It's at a forest or a barn or something. So that subliminally they're teaching people, teaching our young people especially, that weddings don't happen in church. They happen in some other venue. So we can say so many things about marriage in our church and the world today, but I'd really like us to focus on the fact that marriage is a noble vocation. It's a calling from God. And Jesus makes it a sign of his presence by communicating his grace to those who are living the sacrament of marriage. And also like us to remember that those who are divorced are not excommunicated from the church. That's a popular misconception, but it's untrue. That they are still God's beloved sons and daughters. And maybe some of you here today have experienced that in your own life or in the people whom you love. You are still God's beloved sons and daughters. And I would like everyone to know that I'm always available to help in these difficult situations. Those who may be struggling in your marriage, those maybe who are married outside the church and would like to make their marriage a sacrament. Those who maybe are divorced or divorced and remarried and don't know what to do. I'm always available to help you. There's always a path forward. Jesus always desires a very close relationship with you. And if you need help with that, I'd be happy to accompany you. My dear friends, Jesus' first miracle was performed at a wedding banquet, a fact that should not be lost on us today. It reminds us the great dignity of the sacrament of marriage, the great noble calling. And it also reminds us that the end of all of our vocations, the purpose of all of our lives is to be at the wedding feast of the Lamb, the wedding feast of heaven.